One program would take place in a portion of State Game Management Unit 3, which includes the islands around Petersburg, where deer harvests have dropped over the past decade. That includes Petersburg's home island, Mitkov. Despite a short two-week one-buck hunting season here, Fish and Game Area wildlife biologist Rich Lowell says the harvest numbers have not improved.
For example, in 2000, there were an estimated 169 deer taken on Mitkov. And in 2009, that fell to an estimated harvest of just 13 deer. So we're looking at ways that we can help get this deer population off the ground, and we feel that reducing predation on deer is probably the best tool we have in our toolbox right now.
Across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg on Kuprinoff Island's Lindenberg Peninsula, deer harvests have also dropped precipitously in the past decade. Fish and Game wants the Board of Game to shorten the season on the eastern side of that island to mirror the season and bag limits for Mitkov. The department blames the deer decline on several factors, including several snowy winters, the loss of habitat through logging, competition from an increased moose population, and predation by both wolves and black bears. Since 2005, the overall harvest for Unit 3 has failed to reach an annual objective of 900 deer set by the Board of Game. Meanwhile, hunting and trapping numbers for wolves in the area have increased. Lowell says the wolf harvest has averaged around 50 a year, but spiked to 97 last year, the highest in at least three decades.
So that's one of the things that leads us to believe that we have pretty high wolf abundance here, and then that is a factor that's contributing to our low deer numbers. And anecdotally, whether you talk to hunters in Unit 3 or biologists with state and federal staff, that they would, you know, suggest that, yeah, we're seeing a lot of wolf sign. People are encountering a lot of wolves. Incidentally, our wolf population clearly looks to be, you know, pretty high here right now.
State law on intensive management of wildlife requires the Board of Game to consider reductions or eliminations of hunting seasons, also liberalized hunting and trapping seasons for predators, and habitat improvement projects before it considers predator control. Lowell points out that reduced deer hunting seasons are already in place, or in the case of Lindenberg, under consideration by the board. He notes that wolf hunting seasons have already been lengthened, and he says much of the land in the area is federally owned national forest, so state-sponsored habitat improvement projects are limited.
If the aforementioned actions do not or are unlikely to achieve the intensive management population and harvest objectives, the board must consider predator control. And so that's kind of where we are now, is at the request of the board of Game back in 2010, they asked the department, please take a look at actions you might take to increase deer numbers, including predator control.
The department has drafted a feasibility analysis for trapping wolves in the Petersburg area, and Lowell admits there's no certainty that wolf control will work.
Using traditional trapping methods and season dates, can we reduce wolf numbers sufficiently to allow our deer populations to rebuild or aid in the recovery of those? And so in that sense, it's going to be somewhat experimental. We're not sure we can reduce wolf numbers sufficiently within a portion of Unit 3 to have an impact on the deer population.
As proposed, the program would have the state hiring one or two trappers to target wolves along the shoreline during the wintertime, but would not seek to kill all of the wolves in the area.
In the area that we are, you know, considering this wolf removal experiment, which would be Mitkov, Wolwoodski, and Lindenberg Peninsula, we estimate that we probably have about 60 wolves in that segment of the population. And so our target would be to remove about 80% of those. And again, it's unclear to us whether that will be achievable using traditional trapping methods, but that would be our goal. So we're looking at removing about 50 wolves from this area.
Lowell will be presenting the feasibility analysis to the Board of Game at its January meeting and is seeking feedback on whether to continue looking into predator control. There is no similar program underway currently in the region, although Unit 3 did have a state-sponsored trapping and poisoning program for killing wolves in the 50s and 60s. The state also had a bounty on wolves during its early years. Lowell heard support for the idea from the Petersburg Fish and Game Advisory Committee during a meeting this past fall. Meanwhile, two groups, Greenpeace and the Center for Biological Diversity, in 2011 petitioned for protection of southeast wolves under the Endangered Species Act. They argue that the region's wolves are at risk of extinction. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service determined a listing was not warranted for a prior petition during the 1990s. A spokesman with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska said the latest ESA petition is still under review with the agency in the nation's capital. Predator control programs around the state have been controversial.
It seems very unscientific to start any predator control program without scientific data.
Tina Brown of Juneau is the president of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance's organization in the state and says very little is known about southeast wolves.
If predator control is to be implemented, there has to be an extreme need for it. It has to be done on a scientific basis in the smallest area possible, taking the least amount of wildlife or targeted species possible. That almost never occurs.
A similar program that could eliminate all wolves from Gravina Island near Ketchikan is also under consideration. The next step would be developing an operational plan for trapping, and finally, regulatory language that the Board of Game would have to approve. If the board does approve, it could be next winter at the earliest before state-sponsored wolf trapping is underway. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.